And then we'll ask Christian to tell a little bit about himself. And so raise your right hand. I put my specs on. I, Christian Ennis,
do
solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And of Indiana.
And of Indiana.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Honestly.
Honestly.
Impartially.
Impartially.
Discharge the duties of the firefighter.
Discharge the duties of a firefighter.
Of the city of Washington.
The city of Washington.
According to law.
According to law.
In the best of my ability.
In the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Introduce yourself to them.
My name's Christian Andis. I'm a Washington native. A lot of people here probably know because I got a lot of friends and family here. Thankfully, a lot of people that supported me to get this job, and I've kind of come full circle being a second-generation firefighter. My father buried back there, and I feel very blessed to have this opportunity to serve the community.
I need your signature in two places, and then you'll be done.
Sign both of these forms.
Just a little thing.
One of these, no matter which one. They both look the same. There, that's for you. Thank you.
All right. All right.
Councilman Lunsford, absent. Councilman Brown,
here.
Councilman
Councilman Gress. Councilman Hampton.
Here.
Councilman Hemmons.
Here.
Councilman Dahl.
Here.
Councilman Showalter.
Here.
Okay, yeah. Councilman Lunsford, just walk in.
All right.
Present.
Okay, we, in front of you, you got a copy of the meeting of January 27th meeting. Is there any corrections or additions to these minutes? Here done. So, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Okay. Councilman Dahl and Councilman Brown seconded it. Minutes will stand as approved as read. Consideration of claims. You got the claims in front of you. Is there any questions or any on these claims?
I'll make a motion to be referred to the board.
Okay. Councilman Gress has a motion to send these to the Board of Works for approval. Seconded by Councilman Lunsford. Okay, we have, do we have any comments by the members of the public that anything that's not on the agenda for tonight? Well, I do want to welcome the WHS broadcasting class that's going to be streaming these on the web, on their website. Appreciate that. Have an opportunity for you guys to do that. Okay, I don't hear any other things. So we've got one resolution, or few resolutions to read. The first one is Resolution 1-2020. Authorizing a transfer of funds in the IT department budget. Yeah, please. Okay, we have a motion to have this read, please. Councilman Dahl and seconded by Councilman Brown.
All right, resolution number 1-2020 transfer that the Common Council, contemplating the meeting of certain emergencies, does hereby consider and determine to expand and to transfer certain funds from one major classification of the public budget of said city of Washington for 2020 to another major classification, that fund being 101 General IT Data Processing from Section 690, Other Capital Outlays, $3,500, to Section 320, Operating Supplies, $3,500, for total transfer of $3,500. This resolution shall be enforced in effect from and after passing council this 10th day of February 2020.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve this resolution? Beth, do you want to explain this?
They're rewiring the city hall, and this is basically for cable and the things that go along with the rewiring.
Getting ready for RTC.
Right. And they had to move money from the capital outlays into the operating supplies. Our electric department is doing the work.
They also like that you can get servers in the budget at $30,000. That's what it's nice. You're not going to expect this for the next year. So,
my good news is the new internet, the from RTC, we're able to just generally make a budget for that.
This will replace a bunch of switches that are 4 years old and firewalls, and you won't have to replace them for another 4 to 5 years. We can probably stretch another 6 years, so I promise I won't spend any money for 6 more years.
You mean on switches? Next month, computers are out of date. Yeah, you're on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah, I have a motion to approve this resolution. Randy Hemmons, Councilman Hemmons. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Councilman Shore. Okay, we got reading of resolution 2-2020. Motion to read, please. These first two, the number two and four.
We just do one motion to read on them. Yeah. Since they're all the same, pertaining to the same thing, I'll make a motion to read 2, 3, 4, and 5, 2020.
All right. Since they're all related.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Okay. All right. Resolution number 2-2020, Attachment A, DWSRF Loan Program Signatory Authorization Resolution. Whereas the City of Washington, Indiana has plans for a drinking water infrastructure improvement project to meet the state and federal regulations, such as the Safe Drinking Water Act, and the participant begins to proceed with the construction of such project. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Common Council, the governing body of the participants, that 1, David Rhodes, Mayor, be authorized to make application for a state revolving fund loan and provide the SRF loan program such information, data, and documents pertaining to the loan process as may be required, and otherwise act as the authorized representative of the participant, and 2, the participant agrees to comply with state and federal requirements as they pertain to the SRF loan program, and 3, 2 certified copies of this resolution be prepared and submitted as part of the participant's preliminary engineering report, adopted and passed by the Common Council of the City of Washington, Indiana, this blank day of blank, 2020. Resolution number 3-2020, Attachment B, DWSRF Loan Program PER Acceptance Resolution, whereas the City of Washington, Indiana has caused a preliminary engineering report dated January 2020 to be prepared by the consulting firm of Midwestern Engineers, Inc., and whereas said PER has been presented to the public at a public hearing on January 31st, 2020 at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for public comment, and whereas the City Common Council finds that there was not sufficient evidence presented in objection to the recommended project in the PER, now therefore be it resolved that A, the PER dated January 2020 be approved and adopted by the City Common Council, and B, said PER be submitted to the State Revolving Fund Loan Program for review and approval, adopted and passed by the Common Council of the City of Washington, Indiana, this 10th day of February 2020. Resolution number 4-2020, Attachment A, Authorized Representative Resolution, whereas the City of Washington, Indiana, herein called the participant, has plans for a municipal water pollution control project to meet state and federal regulations such as the NPDES discharge limitations, and the community intends to proceed with the construction of such works. Whereas the City of Washington has adopted this resolution dated February 10, 2020, now therefore be resolved by the Council, the governing body of said City of Washington, that 1, David Rhodes, Mayor, be authorized to make application for an SRF loan and provide the State Revolving Fund Loan Program such information, data, and documents pertaining to the loan process, including but not limited to all loan closing documents such as the financial assistance agreement, bond specimen, etc., as may be required, and otherwise act as the authorized signatory of the community. 2, the community agrees to comply with all requirements of the Indiana Finance Authority, the State of Indiana, and all federal requirements as they pertain to the SRF loan program. 3, that 2 copies of the resolution be prepared and submitted as part of the community's preliminary engineering report, adopted this blank day of blank, 2020, the City of Washington, Indiana, by and through City Common Council. Finally, Resolution Number 5-2020, Attachment B, PER Acceptance Resolution. Whereas the City of Washington, Indiana has caused a preliminary engineering report, PER, dated January 2020, to be prepared by the consulting firm of Midwestern Engineer, Inc., and whereas said PER has been presented to the public at a public hearing held January 31, 2020 at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for their comments, and whereas the City Council finds that there was not sufficient evidence presented in objection to the recommended project and the preliminary engineering report, now therefore be it resolved that the preliminary engineering report dated January 2020 be approved and adopted by the Common Council of the City of Washington, and that said PER be submitted to the State Revolving Fund Loan Program for review and approval, passed and adopted by the Common Council of the City of Washington, this blank day of blank 2020 at their regularly scheduled meeting. Okay. Like I said 2 and 4 is for signatures of mine. One's water, one's sewer, and 3 and 5 is on the public hearings that we had on January 31st. One's water and one's sewer. Richard, you got anything you'd like to say?
Yep, we had the hearings. There's a few folks here, mainly from the city of Washington. There was one person from the public that attended. I answered their questions. As far as the cost estimates from last year when we originally did it, right now we're anticipating the sewer, what we estimated last year and what's in the PER that we're asking you to approve, we're about $70,000 higher than what we estimated last year. But on the water, we're about $66,000 less. So again, their estimates, we're pretty well at a push right now. This is the is required as a result of the SRF financing when they take out your bond anticipation notes, and I'd recommend the council to consider approving it so we can get them submitted.
Any questions for Richard or anyone? It's just another step that we had to take to get ready for the west side construction that's going to be happening in the spring. If I hear no comments or no questions on this, motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Yeah, we'll need a roll call vote on this.
It doesn't need a roll call.
You just roll call one. Okay.
Motion for all of them.
Yeah.
Roll call vote.
Councilman Gress and Councilman Brown.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor, but I'll go first.
John Seeger.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
John Seeger.
John Seeger.
Where do you want me to stand, fellas? Here? I don't have a good side, so let's worry about that. This is something new to me. I'll stand over here by you, Dan.
I'm not going to help you.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad you got your back. Explain the ordinance, and Christian Octave Bose is here to talk about the legal elements. But again, I'm a CPA and municipal advisor for the city. So just in very broad strokes, let's talk about the proposed plan. Again, this is in regards to the phosphorus project. It's not in regard to the US 50 SRF project. This is the phosphorus project that was required as a condition of your NPDES discharge permit renewal. Okay? So the proposed project costs have been provided to us by Richard and his folks. They are shown on the first page. And Richard, you'll have to help me here, but the city is under the gun with a very strict timeline under which they've got to get this project started.
Yeah, I mean, within the NPDES permit, there was requirements for testing to make sure or to validate which where your limits were on the phosphorus. You were higher than one. We have to get the phosphorus limits down to one. And there's timelines within doing that in your permit. And within the permit, to meet that timeline, July 1 is when you need to be under construction. We're hoping if this moves forward tonight, we should be getting the IDEM construction permit here in the next 2 weeks. They've had some comments I'm responding to now. And with the OCHRA requirements, I'm hoping that maybe we can, things move forward. We can advertise sometime in March, receive bids in April, and be under construction in May if everything falls in line. So,
any questions for Richard? Everybody is aware of the project and the need for the project. Richard touched upon it. Said he was in receipt of a $700,000 grant from OCHRA. So the remaining share that the city needs to come up with is approximately $1.2 million to fund the project. So the proposal is to refund the 2009 and 2010 sewage works bonds, to do that to free up money to allow you to apply to the cost of the project. This being done this way really to avoid the issuance of yet another bond and to take advantage of lower interest rates. So we believe on the second page, print's a little small for that, I apologize. We believe that it will be possible to free up project funds in the amount of $1.2 million through the refinancing of the bond issues. This is the line item here called release for project funds, third up from the bottom, the $1.2 million. That's the goal here, is to create money to fund the project without having to have another bond issue by refinancing two of the outstanding bond issues. Next page, page three, they're not labeled for that, I apologize. Page three of the handout, you can see that in the initial years, there's actually a lowering of the debt service or a savings. Some of the later years, there's a little bit of an increase because the sewage works debt is wrapped around debt, which is wrapped. All that makes sense if you look at the very last page. The goal here through the refinancing is to try to create as level a debt service as possible over the remaining life of the sewer bonds. The city would not want to do the transaction if its only interest was to perfect a savings. The savings on the transaction are really somewhat minimal. I think we've estimated them to be about $30,000. However, it does provide you a good opportunity to finance a project without the issuance of additional debt. So it's really a fortunate moment in time that we have interest rates low enough that would allow you to do this. So that's a very big overview of a very detailed transaction. I'm sorry if I didn't hit a home run, but hopefully everyone understands enough of what is being proposed. Chris, you're here to explain the ordinance in front of them.
That's right.
And thank you, Councilman Dahl, for your motion.
And also
to read it on by caption only.
But right, to understand it, it doesn't extend any of the bonds length.
It does not. Right. It does not. Thank you, Don. It does
and
not.
We said, me and David and a bunch of others sit through the meetings, and we decided this is the best way to go for the city, not to create no more new bonds, and to use this money off these bonds here to help pay for the project. Chris?
That's great. I'm Chris Chinock with Bose and Kenny. I've met a couple of you. Some of the new members I don't know. This is a project we started talking about last year with the Richard mentioned that this was something that was going to have to be done. And whenever the city borrows money, they don't do like a normal person does, go to the bank and just borrow money, you issue bonds. And that's what the ordinance in front of you tonight that starts the process. And the bond ordinance does a couple things, and John's touched on most of it. First of all, you will get some savings just because interest rates are pretty good. And the second thing is it lets you do is, and you'll see this on page two of the ordinance, it lets you take your existing, whenever you issue bonds, you have to have what's called a debt service reserve, a rainy day fund in case something happens. Your current bonds require that debt service reserve to be in cash. Your new ordinance will allow
you to post a surety or an insurance policy. So we're essentially going to take the cash from your existing debt service reserve and use that to pay for this project. And in return, we're going to issue new refunding bonds that has an insurance policy. You're going to be pledging the bondholders that if we do not make payments, you're going to be able to make a claim against this insurance policy. That's the long and short of it, guys. From 10,000 feet, that's what we're trying to do. Now, here's, whenever you issue bonds, there are steps we need to take. And I've given you a timeline. And you'll see that we have some, we're kind of on a sort of a tight time frame here to get this done. So tonight we're the fourth step down. You're introducing the bond ordinance tonight. So I'm not asking for a vote. I'm not asking to suspend the rules. All we need you to do is have a first reading tonight and introduce it. This will then be up for a vote at your next council meeting if that's okay with you all. So we'd ask for you to consider that on the 24th. And then once, assuming it is approved on the 24th, then we'll go through the process of going through the ratings, with which Beth has done that before, and marketing the bonds and getting them sold. It is our hope, as you'll see from the timeline, the next to last one, we hope to close this on April 30th. That would allow you, Richard and I just talked about this, if we close on April 30th, in between now and then, Richard would put this out to bid. He'd get the permit, put this out to bid, bring the bids in, have contracts back for you to consider at your first meeting in May. And you would sign them in May, and we'd turn the contractor loose shortly after that. And construction would be underway, hopefully, well before the July 1st.
The only thing I may add to that is with the grant, we need to work with SIDC and make sure we're tying in everything on their end to meet the requirements of the grant. So I'm thinking we can do that, and I think we're working collectively to do it, but if something comes up, we may have to slide it a little bit. But ultimately, we have to be under construction by July 1. There needs to be a contract in place with the contractor telling them they can start work.
Perfect, perfect. So that's it, guys. If you have any questions, any of us can hopefully answer any questions you might have. Otherwise, I think the ordinance is ready for your consideration.
Is there any scenario that we can't do the bonds this way? You said there's steps and the grants part of it.
Is there any way that this would not happen?
Correct.
Yeah. I suppose, Doug, it could happen that the bonds, the answer is no. Your bonds are marketable. The city is an established utility. You have coverage. I just don't see this as, you have to jump through the steps, but this is going to be a marketable security. Do you agree with that, John?
I agree with everything you said, except it ain't over till it's over.
Yeah.
And we'll all sleep better when it gets done. So.
This is the first reading of this ordinance. The second reading of the second reading will be February 24th, and we'll vote to approve this at that time. Other business? Anybody have any other business for the council?
Not really for the council, but is there any way we could update your website on your council, on the new council members, even if they don't have a picture, at least a name? Because I've been asked two or three times in the last couple of weeks, who's my councilman? And, you know, I have to ask them more than what's your councilman? Yeah.
This has been updated already. I'll check that out and see what it's
there. There is not. I was on it tonight.
Okay.
And looked.
Yeah, we
and again, even without pictures, you know, you can just get names in there.
Yes, that will be Drew's very first thing Thursday when he's in. I'm making him turn to the website.
Don't spend no more money.
No more. Drew does need a keychain for his last $1.
Like Kirby,
probably. You got anything else? Doug?
No.
Okay.
Still acting as commissioner for the campus. Tampa has an annual meeting every year. I don't know who the speakers and stuff are, but I'll try to get it all. But I want to do is, if anybody's interested, wants to go up and see what they
looks like it is.
It's in April the 4th, I think.
Indianapolis.
But it's going to be at the Marriott.
Okay. You got anything else besides that? Okay. Councilman Lunsford, you got anything for tonight?
No.
Tom, you have anything?
No.
David?
No, sir.
No, sir.
I'm good.
Okay.
I do not.
Ben?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll adjourn this meeting. Public Board of Works in 5 minutes.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Well, that's true. We could have brought the
Randy?
Long time no see. How are you doing?
Good, good.
I still want your opinion.
We're leaving at like 10:30, I think.
We got a card early. I'm tired of the abuse. No, I deserve it. I don't like it.
Like, you know, they say,
you know, I've got to pay money.